We'll see a mix of clouds and sun today with some upper-level haze due to the western wildfires. High should be between 80 and 85. A 74th person has died in Rock Island County due to COVID-19. That brings the Quad Cities death total, Rock Island and Scott counties combined, to 99. 33 new cases were reported in the Quad Cities yesterday, another 7 at the East Moline Correctional Center. Illinois reported more than 1,300 new cases statewide and 5 deaths. Iowa reported 413 and 3. Illinois will offer COVID-19 testing again later this week in the Quad Cities from Thursday through Sunday. The drive-through site will be open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the QCCA Expo Center in Rock Island. The test will be free for Illinois residents, whether you have symptoms or not. No appointment or referral is needed, but a photo ID and contact information will be required. So far, Augustana College officials are pleased with the way students and employees are handling new COVID-19 rules. During a video briefing yesterday, Dean Wes Brooks said more than 600 people have been tested for coronavirus. 3 have tested positive. He also announced new restrictions on students going to Rock Island's Arts and Entertainment District.
Because bars there have not shared plans to adequately address the spread of COVID-19. Students can, however, go to restaurants and other public venues. Until further notice, students who wish to go to restaurants and venues should go only where there are outdoor spaces and use those outdoor spaces only.
Brooks also says students should stay on campus as much as possible through September 28th. Augustana has 18 students in quarantine and 4 in isolation. Its COVID-19 results are based solely on testing done on campus by Genesis Health System. The college plans to update its numbers once a week on Mondays. Federal prosecutors told Illinois lawmakers they can call any witnesses they want in a House committee investigation of Speaker Michael Madigan. Tony Arnold explains.
Democratic State Representative Chris Welsh leads this House committee. Chicago's top federal prosecutor told him they won't confirm anything confidential in their ongoing investigation of Commonwealth Edison, including whether Madigan is public official A. Welsh says this limits what the committee, pushed by the GOP, can ask.
They jumped the gun. They're trying to score political points.
ComEd admitted to bribery for paying associates of Madigan to win favor with the speaker. The speaker's not been charged, and he denies wrongdoing. The GOP says their takeaway? They can call Madigan to testify. I'm Tony Arnold.
A judge has ordered Johnson County to invalidate about 16,000 absentee ballot request forms that the county auditor pre-filled with voters' personal information and ID numbers. Katerina Sestarik reports.
This is the third legal victory for President Trump's campaign and several Republican groups in a series of 3 lawsuits they filed in Iowa this summer. They argued Johnson County Auditor Travis Weipert violated the Secretary of State's directive to only send blank ballot request forms. Judge Ian Thornhill, who previously invalidated ballot requests in Linn County, agreed with the Republican groups again. In total, these court rulings have invalidated about 80,000 ballot request forms submitted by voters in Johnson, Linn, and Woodbury counties. They don't affect other counties. Affected voters will be contacted by their county auditor and will be asked to submit a second ballot request form if they still wish to vote by mail. The deadline for requesting a ballot is October 24th. I'm Katerina Sestarik, Iowa Public Radio News.
In sports, the Cubs were off yesterday. They host Cleveland tonight. The Cardinals and Brewers split a doubleheader, with the Brewers winning 2-1, then the Cards winning 3-2. So the Cubs remain 4 games ahead in the NL Central. The Cardinals play in Milwaukee again tonight. The White Sox beat the Twins 3-1 and move 2 games ahead of Minnesota in the AL Central. They play again tonight in Chicago. I'm Jay Pierce.